Ayers Rock, the gigantic red rock. The famous Ayers Rock is a colossal rock, or rather a monolith, located in the Australian Red Centre, precisely at the heart of Australia, in a completely deserted and flat area with no nearby residential areas. Ayers Rock can be seen from dozens of kilometres away and is renowned for its intense red colour, which changes throughout the day and seasons, shifting from gold to purple colours. The colour effects are derived from the iron minerals that form the rock, reflecting the red light. Ayers Rock is famous for two mesmerising moments of the day, sunrise and sunset. The Earth's colours continuously change under the sun all day long, but at dawn and dusk, they are truly remarkable, transitioning through a variety of warm shades. According to the Aboriginal people, the spirit of their ancestors, who lived during the Tjukurpa period, which Europeans refer to as Dreamtime, resides within the gigantic monolith. Also known as Uluru, according to the ancient Aboriginal tradition, which considers it a sacred site, Ayers Rock is situated within the Uluru Catatuta National Park, which is an area belonging to the Aboriginal Anangu people. The nearest town is a six-hour drive away and is called Alice Springs. It's a charming small village with many gardens and historical buildings. The formation of the monolith. Uluru began forming over 550 million years ago. But what we see today is only a small part of the monolith, which is composed of very hard sandstone rock. Most of it is hidden underground. In fact, Ayers Rock measures 380 meters in height, but there are another 7 kilometers below the surface. In essence, it's like a giant iceberg made of rock rather than ice. The rock of the monolith is quite peculiar. From a distance, it appears smooth, but up close, it's irregular, formed by springs and caves. One of the holds resembles a wave made of stone and is sacred to Anangu women. According to Aboriginal beliefs, it represents the pouch of the female red hair wallaby. The best way to observe this gigantic rock is to walk along the Uluru Base Walk, which circles the base of Ayers Rock and is over 9 kilometres long. The Red Centre. The inner regions of Australia, often semi-desert, are generally referred to as the Red Heart of Australia, or the Red Centre, due to the iron-rich soil that is red in colour. Australians often call it the Outback. The Outback is characterised by very dry terrain. The land is generally not cultivable. It's more of an idea of a region than one with precise borders. For Australians, it begins beyond the bush, an extensive area with low vegetation. In general, the Outback is considered a faraway place. Then there's Mount Connor, a large mountain with a flat summit formed around 550 million years ago during a period of geological activity on Earth. According to some scientists, Uluru, Catatuta and Mount Connor were once part of the same massive monolith that fell to Earth over 3 billion years ago into the future continent of Australia. Traveller's tips. Do not climb the monolith to reach the top. The land is sacred to the Aboriginal people and it is prohibited. Take a break in the shade of a she-oak tree. You can reach Ayers Rock on a camel or a Harley-Davidson. For incredible photos, take a helicopter or hot air balloon flight over Uluru. Travel in autumn, from March to May, when the climate is neither too hot nor too cold.